Hi, Blue Wire listeners. I'm Greg Olson. I'm excited to partner with Blue Wire to bring you TE1, a podcast where I interview the tight ends who have revolutionized the position. Listen in as I have raw, in-depth conversations with the all-time greats like Shannon Sharp, Tony Gonzalez, Travis Kelce, and George Kittle. We'll explore how the tight end position has changed over the last 60 years and what it takes to be the very best. Subscribe to TE1 from Blue Wire Studios today so you're ready for the August premiere.
You're listening to Vegas Nation. It's Friday, which means it's time for Unsportsmanlike Conduct with your hosts, Adam Hill and Ed Green.
Hey there now, welcome to Unsportsmanlike Conduct, the Vegas Nation podcast brought to you by Deal Dash and Favor Shots. We're your hosts, Ed Graney and Adam Hill, and we're here each week to give you some of our thoughts on the Las Vegas Raiders before entering the world of news and entertainment and other topics we find really interesting. So here we go. Well, training camp's upon us, Adam. We have no idea what's happening.
Is it?
No, we don't know.
I mean, this doesn't seem like Napa.
No, there's no wine, there's no frozen feet, and we're not even at practice.
Yeah, it's weird. It's definitely a different type of season, a different type of training camp. Like, we would have normally been out there and watching them. I mean, it's a different camp for them, obviously, too. I mean, I'm looking at it from our perspective. It's a different camp for the players. You know, we just heard from John Gruden, who said, you know, they don't get to put pads on until August 17th.
Can you believe John Gruden just said they haven't had a quarterback meeting with everyone in the room? This guy must be losing his mind over stuff like that.
Yeah, it's such a different... such a different atmosphere. Because again, you know, you don't think about those things. Well, you know, obviously they do. And, you know, if you're thinking about football all the time like we are, you thought about it. But you can't have all of your quarterbacks together. You don't really want to have all of your position guys together at all because you don't want an outbreak potentially in one position group. But the quarterbacks would be, you know, devastating. If you had all three quarterbacks test positive, then what happens?
Should they quarantine Carr instead? Because, like, if everyone gets sick, wouldn't you want Carr in the hotel? You could call him over to play?
Wait, Carr?
Just let Mariota and Peterman, like, practice.
And then,
comfort.
I think it's the other way. Like, I thought when the Patriots signed Cam Newton,
yeah,
I kind of thought that was the plan.
To quarantine him?
Yeah.
Yeah, because be like, the other guys, you don't care.
All right, we might go with Stidham. Yeah. No, like, I think they still wanted Stidham as
their
starter.
Who's third guy? Hoyer?
Yeah. But, like, they still want Stidham as the starter. But, hey... you know, we've got Cam Newton that's just practicing on his own.
He's
away
over
from
at the Marriott getting points.
Like, I kind of thought teams were going to start doing that, and maybe some are. Like, the Raiders seem to be going with the, hey, we're going to have everybody practice, but
Nathan
we're not going to have the quarterbacks meet together. But yeah, Peterman on his own somewhere. Like, Peterman, you go train in Napa. Like, you can go to that Marriott on your own. Stay away from everybody else.
Maybe Peterman is over at Gorman where he might be the number two. Like, I don't know who's starting for Gorman, but he'd have to battle over there at Bishop Gorman.
Gorman's not Gorman anymore.
Well, then he's over at Liberty. He's over with Rich Morocco as the starter.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get to some things that happened this week. Some of the bizarre stuff. Yesterday, on Thursday, we got in here and we started talking about this John Gruden meeting that he wasn't at. Rich Bisaccia, the assistant coach, you know, he holds a Zoom with the entire team and he starts off with a really, you know, bland statement of Coach Gruden has COVID. And then he says, no, he's in his hospital. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just telling you this is how dangerous it is. Anyone can get it. One, do we believe it happened? And two, what do you think about that kind of ploy to get guys to, even though they shouldn't by now, wake up to the reality this can happen to anybody?
Yeah, I believe it happened.
Okay.
For sure. I think it seems like maybe Gruden wasn't even aware of this.
He might not have been, because he obviously wasn't at the meeting.
Right. And just kind of a prank type thing. But I think it goes both ways, right? Like, is it funny? I guess like any kind of prank can be funny. Anytime anybody goes for anything that's for a joke, like I'm kind of for it.
Of course.
Even if it's not good.
You don't believe in too soon. Nothing is too soon.
God, no.
No, you never have.
You
have no feelings towards anyone.
You don't want me at funerals because I try to make jokes.
Yes, it's not good. You're laughing.
And it's not because I think death is funny. Like that's the only way I can deal with things.
They're handing the poor wife the flag. The guy served the country, and you're over there saying, you know, let me tell you one about the military person. You're over there cracking jokes.
No, I'd be like, whose job is it to fold the flag? I would try, but it's not anything. It's not. I'm not trying to be a jerk or like I just can't handle emotion, so I try to be that. Hey, let's raise the spirits a little bit. So anything that's for a joke, I'm okay. But This is a weird one because, as you said, like the story was told, hey, this was a way to make the guys like realize this could happen to anybody. You could be in the hospital. You know, this is serious. So take this seriously. Don't mess around. But doesn't it kind of work the other way where guys are like, oh, it's kind of a joke? Like, I guess.
Well, I'm sure there were some guys in the Zoom afterwards, after they learned about it, said, oh, that's pretty funny. What you're telling everybody is it took a global pandemic. Do you have any kind of feelings? Like, you had no feelings before until, like, the coronavirus hit. Now you're like, I better have some feelings.
First of all, since we are a newspaper, I'm going to stop you right there. Okay. I've been lectured on this a lot.
Oh.
Global pandemic. That's not correct, sir. A pandemic is a global outbreak.
All right. Okay.
So to say global pandemic is redundant, and I will thank the esteemed both of our editors here that check out a lot of our copy, Bill Eichenberger and Al Leiker, have both lectured me on this.
So it's just a pandemic.
It's a pandemic is by nature, by definition, a global pandemic. So you can't say global pandemic.
Okay, you missed my entire point. You're finally serious about something. Okay, so well, you know, I'm sure in the coming days, someone will ask Gruden, "Did you know?" I think he'll say no. I don't. The thing about Gruden on this, though, I'm guessing, more so than the joke implied, he's more upset that it got out. Because the one thing you can't happen is, no matter what it is, you can't have leaks out of rooms, even if it's on Zoom. If it's a team meeting, the last thing anyone on the outside needs to know is what they're talking about.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. And that aspect of, hey, like, I know the whole point is that, hey, we're trying to get them to take this serious, but I think there is that also that element of, oh, this is something to be joked about. I guess it's not that serious. Maybe we shouldn't be that worried about it. But yeah, I think you're right. I think the thing Gruden doesn't want is, okay, if this gets out, what else is
What else gets out?
What else are people talking to people
about? What we really
about?
Think of Peterman.
Yeah.
Okay, so listen, speaking of quarterbacks, Derek Carr spoke this week, had him on for the first time on Zoom. I thought this was interesting. Look, Derek Carr's had great numbers.
Don't disrespect him.
No, Derek Carr has great numbers. He's got the second most losses for a guy starting quarterback his first six seasons, but 55 losses, let's be honest, their defense hasn't been any good. And yet they're not losing games 35-30. So the offense has had issues with Derek Carr as a quarterback. Derek Carr said two things that were really interesting to me. I'm tired of being disrespected, and I don't care what anyone thinks.
Right.
Those seem to be opposite things. Like, if you're tired of being disrespected, that's fine. But then you care, and don't say you don't think. You don't care, because obviously you know enough about it that you think people are disrespecting you.
Well, we've covered Derek Carr enough to know that he cares.
He cares.
He 100%
yes,
cares.
Absolutely.
What people say. And
I'm not saying that's bad.
I'm not either. I'm not. That's not a critique.
Everyone just cares to some point except you.
Of course. I care.
I don't think
like,
so.
Like, I also invite criticism.
Yes.
But I also care about it. Like I court it, but I also like it. But yeah, I think he does. It affects people to different levels. Like, right. So it doesn't affect me. And I think that's what you're saying. Like, I care. Like, I'm like, man.
Well, knowing your Twitter, I'm glad
also,
it doesn't.
Right, but
you'd
it doesn't
be a mess.
Me.
You'd be under the covers of a closet.
I'm attacked constantly, all day, every day. And that's fine. Like, I'm like, okay, cool. It kind of like drives me a little bit. Some people bothers. It does bother him.
Yes.
But I also think, like, to some degree, he believes it drives him. Right. So I think he at some points is like, okay, I care about this. I don't want people criticizing me, but I'm going to keep note of this. I'm going to make note and say, all right, this person said this, this person said this, and I'm going to use that to motivate me and drive me. But I think he's in a weird spot where, you know, the Derek Carr that speaks on Zooms and speaks to reporters and speaks at the podium is not the actual Derek Carr. Like, he kind of creates this alter ego that speaks to the media. And then another one that actually plays the game and relates with his teammates. And I think he sometimes is at a – it's difficult for him to put into words exactly, you know, what that Derek Carr that's speaking on the podium feels about that Derek Carr who's a player.
So answer me this, because I don't know if either of them are fired up about the media. Who do you believe most on Zoom chats? When John Gruden tells the media, hey, I wish I could see you guys, or Derek Carr sitting down saying, hey, here are all my friends. Which one do you believe more? Does Gruden really want to see us, or does Carr think we're all friends?
Yeah, because I think Gruden wants that interaction.
So he's missing it?
Yeah, I think he's missing that. You know, he doesn't necessarily want to tell us anything.
No.
But I think he misses that. As he walks off the field, this is how it works, you know, behind the scenes. As he walks off the field at, you know, a camp or a practice, there's just a large group of reporters waiting, and he stops and talks to everybody at the podium on his days, which is most days, but I think he kind of misses that aspect of it. If he's going to do it, I think he wants to see you, and I think he wants to look at you and, you know,
glare at you
a little bit, and make sure that you understand that, you know, he knows
more than us,
you know, what you're, yeah, more than you, and also what you're getting at with your questions, that sort of thing.
So you don't believe Carr thinks we're his friends?
No. In fact, I would make the argument at least one of the people that he individually singled out as being his friend during the Zoom, not his friend.
No, I totally agree. Does Carr's burner account think we're his friends?
Okay, I don't believe he has a burner account.
I, you know what? It came out yesterday, for those who don't know. It was actually a Kansas City Chiefs fan who believed he found a burner account. I'm not saying that fans can't do research and all that, but when it's like that, I'm going to take a little step back and say, I don't know if this is really a burner account. Not to say fans can't do their own research.
So it was, as you said, a fan, a Twitter user found an account.
Right.
That basically just tweets positive things about Derek Carr and
Fresno State, where he went to
school. And Fresno State, yeah. And goes after people that tweet negatively about him.
Yes.
Which we know, we've known about athletes that do this before. We've known about
Kevin Durant.
Durant does it. We,
yeah, like
we know
30
about,
of them.
Yeah, we know about some executives that have done it.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember.
And wives of executives.
Oh, yeah. So like these things do exist. But just because you find an account that is very pro, you know,
right,
player, doesn't mean that it's that player. It could be somebody around him. It could be a family member. Could be
his brother.
Could be an agent. Could be like anybody. It could be anybody around them,
right,
that makes these, you know, makes these Twitter accounts. Now, the interesting part about this one, and again, I do not believe it's Derek Carr. I don't either.
I think
searching his name.
He's got a family. He's got a wife. They've got several children. I don't think he's sitting around on accounts.
Do I believe it's somebody that knows him?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do I believe it's someone who knows him very, very well? Yes.
Yeah. But so the aspect of this, because it wasn't just that this happened, somebody pointed it out.
Yes.
And then the account was immediately deleted.
See, that's where people went right to. If it's not him, it's someone he knows him. Because
right,
here's the thing. If it's nobody and he just likes Derek Carr, why are you deleting your account? And then
that's what you're going for, right? Like, if you're just trying to defend Derek Carr with an account and somebody finds it, now you're famous for your Twitter account. Now you really get into it.
And then this guy went out of his way, Mr. Burner, to DM the Chiefs fan saying, it's not me. And then I think the guy said, hey, Derek, have a nice day. But then after the account was brought back, he deleted the account again.
Well, yeah,
so
he deleted it. He reactivated it in order to send a DM to the person that said they found it. And then re-deactivated it, which I don't think is a word. It's the one I just made up right now.
Oh, brother, my brother.
It's weird. Like, Derek Carr's brothers like to tweet, of course, and like they like to defend Derek. But I think they are very honest about who they are and open about
it. Oh, that's true. Yeah,
so
that is true.
I think,
I don't know why you'd have the burner, because that's right.
Yeah.
The brothers haven't been down the middle, and they probably shouldn't be. It's their brother. I get that. So that's a great point by you, where if you're completely really for him as your brother, you should be. The burner account makes no sense.
Yeah, why would you have a burner account? You can use your own
account
to just tweet
because
positive
everyone knows you do that.
Now, the only difference is it does enable you to say some things that probably you shouldn't say. Like, this account said things like, Derek Carr has done what he's done with the worst supporting cast in the NFL.
That hurts.
If that's his brother,
yeah,
that's not good.
Yeah.
That's not coming across well. That's not going over well in the locker room. So that's where it could be.
Well, it's good they're
issue.
Not around each other in the locker room anymore, so no one can yell at them.
That's true. They have to scream through a mask.
Hey everyone, it's Ed Graney from Unsportsmanlike Conduct. Listen, have you ever heard of DealDash.com? It's the best bidding site where you can win things you'd never expect at a price you'd never believe. They have over 1,000 auctions every day on electronics, appliances, beauty products, home decor, and even cars. Here's how it works. It's like an auction, but every item starts at $0 and only goes up 1 cent every time you bid. The kicker is that the auction clock restarts after just 10 seconds. That means every time you bid, everyone else has 10 seconds to answer or the item is yours. If you go ahead and buy now, DealDash is offering our listeners an extra 100 free bids upon sign up on top of their other discounts. So here's the deal. Go to DealDash.com and use the offer code VegasNation or DealDash.fm/VegasNation. That's DealDash.fm/VegasNation.
They say a healthy gut means a healthy you. Favor apple cider vinegar shots bottle this feeling into the convenience of a 2-ounce shot. Better digestion, stronger immune system, and the lowering of blood sugar levels are all just some of the benefits to shooting a daily Favor shot. Their proprietary blends are raw and organic and mixed with other functional ingredients to create a better tasting experience. First-time shooters can go to drinkafavor.com.
Also out this week, no fans in Allegiant Stadium. I think we expected it. Mark Davis, came out with the announcement. There's just too many numbers in Clark County to think you could put people in there. A couple things on this, though. Mark Davis has said he's not going to games, but he did say that there's a chance he would hold his own kind of private tailgate with about 25, 30 fans. They would spend money to donate to his charity of choice or their charity of choice, and they'd hang out and watch the game with them. How much would you pay? If you didn't have to, you'll be at the games for our paper, but how much would you pay to party like a rock star with Mark Davis? How much would you pay?
So you mean I'm off? Like, I don't have to
Off, and it's going to the Lou Ruvo Brain Center, like a really good charity, people who, do great things in the community.
Am I assuming that I have money?
Yes. Yeah. You're not poor like you are now. I'm assuming like
poor.
Come on. You have somewhat of a financial stability where you can donate to what he'd want you to donate.
Let me be clear. Thanks to the good folks here at the Review Journal, very financially stable. Yeah. I just mean, am I rich? Like, am I a millionaire?
You could be if you cashed in the Starbucks stock, but you'll never do that.
I've driven it up enough. It's mostly
you've driven it up for the rest of us.
Yeah, exactly.
What would you pay?
Oh, man.
Ooh, it's tough.
It's tough. Because a Sunday morning isn't exactly like prime party time.
Okay, so minimum's $1,000. You must be. Yeah, let's say he sets a minimum. I don't know if he could say pay whatever you want. Then you get all kinds of levels. He says to party with me, first 25 people who donate $1,000.
I'm out.
Really? Be kind of fun.
Am I guy that covers the team?
You're just a guy.
Okay. Well, this does.
You're a guy with more money than you have now.
Yeah, I don't know that. I love Mark Davis. He's awesome.
He's great.
But I don't know if he's my first choice of like party friend.
I don't know. He might be pretty fun.
He did say you'd learn some new words.
He did say that? If you partied with him?
He said if you watch a game with me, you're going to learn some new words, which I took to mean either he's very much just stands up and curses a lot.
Right.
Or that he just gets like very incoherent when he's like, I don't know. Well, I don't know which one that is.
You're not what was your first guess there on the fan? They were never going to allow people in.
No. And this was not new. Mark Davis told us 2 weeks ago he doesn't think there's going to be fans at the game. So it wasn't like a surprising announcement. It was just more making it official. And I still think there's layers. I still don't think this is over. I don't. There's going to be a couple things that come up here, right? Like, okay, UNLV is announcing basically their revised schedule.
Right.
Where are they playing?
Yep.
And are they going to have fans there?
Right.
Because if they're still playing at Allegiant Stadium, which they're supposed to, by the way, the state funded Allegiant Stadium, they should be playing their games there. Are they having fans? And then what are people saying? Like, wait, there's fans at the games on Saturday.
But not on Sunday.
But not on Sunday? Yeah. And then what does the Players Association say? And there's a lot to this. Like, Governor Sisolak has an order. Professional sports can go forward with no fans right now. UFC is going. Boxing is going. The Raiders are going to go. There's a state order, no fans. So they're fine. The Raiders, hey, we're going to play. We're going to have no fans. If that changes, and I don't know if they're going to change the terminology and say, well, college sports can have fans because that's not specific in the rule right now. Okay. We're going to have fans that can be in 50% or fans can be 25%. Does the league come back and tell the Raiders that they have to have fans? I mean, I think that's a big question because the revenue, the salary cap next year is based on the revenue that the teams make this year. And if teams are turning down revenue and the governor says that the Raiders can have 25,000 fans, say, well, then the players should come back and say, wait a minute, you turned down revenue. You can't turn down revenue
and then lower
and
the
then
cap.
Come to us and say, we lost this much money. You said no to the fans.
Right.
So as long as the state can have no fans, everything's fine. But if that changes, I think that changes the dynamic for the Raiders.
We'll keep an eye on it. I wanted to get this before we go. You made your phone ring last week. I need to know this. Speaking of Mark Davis, did you receive a call last week where Mark Davis believed you were a garage door opener man?
Yes.
You had talked to him for a story.
I had talked to him for a story. He clearly didn't think enough of me to save my number in his phone.
Why does Mark Davis need a garage door opener, man?
Well, he's building a house.
But shouldn't other people be calling on behalf?
He's a man of the people. He's a man of the people. That's what he does.
I laughed at this because there's no chance you could do a garage door. What manual labor have you done? What can you do? Can you change a tire?
I have.
Oh.
But not, obviously, if it was a tire for me, no way. Like I'm getting it done. Like I would.
You're gonna change my tire so I actually crash? What does that mean?
No, I'd actually like I had a flat tire like 2 years ago and I called AAA.
Yes.
And the guy like made fun of me. And I was like, hey, it's your job. Like, what do you not want to have a job anymore?
You should have seen the face last week when I didn't know what was wrong with my car because it kept clicking and I called them and I was very worried and he goes, your battery's dead. And I looked at him like, what? And he actually changed it.
For an ex, she had a flat tire and I was like, oh yeah, I can do it. It was still
kind of
early.
Well, yeah, she was an ex, so you didn't care if she went off the road down on Louise.
No, it was still kind of early in the, so I didn't want to be like, well, I don't know how to do anything.
Wow.
So I did it. It took forever.
If you had a chance to go to the mansion that Mark Davis essentially is building and you could stay there, you know, for a week straight, what would your choice be of manual labor? Like, what would you want
to
do?
There's a lot of, what, so I have to.
And don't tell me clean the pool. You have to have a job that matters in this mansion to actually help him that you wouldn't mess him over and he'd look and say, who the hell did that? What could you do?
Nothing. There's nothing I cannot do. I mean, I could like change a light bulb.
I was just going to say that. Yeah. You're the light bulb guy.
Yeah, I can do that. I picked up weeds from my yard because I'm during the pandemic, I didn't want the landscaper to come over.
During the global pandemic, you did not want the
pandemic. I don't want
people
coming over. So yeah, I picked up some weeds. That was tough. I feel like the more you pick up, the more there are.
A lot of weeds, yeah.
Yeah,
and they're down on the ground very far. It's not like leaves where you can actually rake them. You got to pull those.
It's unbelievable how hard that is. I can't do anything. Also, I can't do anything with a car. Obviously,
not.
Battery is tough. That's a tough one. I'd have changed the tire. Can't do anything with the car. Can't do anything in the house. But here's the other thing. So the filters on like the air conditioner, right?
Right.
Okay, you got to change those. I do it every time. Every time it's Google, I'm trying to figure it
YouTube.
Out. Because the arrows are, they don't point the way you think they're supposed to point. They have the little arrows on the filter.
It's and tough. I feel like it's really hard.
It's counterintuitive. Oh, every time. I can't do it. So there's nothing. But I did. So I don't know if you know this. First time in my life this week, I cooked a piece of meat.
By yourself?
Yeah.
You flip it over twice. What's there to do? What kind of meat was it?
It was a steak.
The easiest thing to do.
Well,
you get as hot as you can in the pan. 2, 3, flip it over twice. It's done.
That's a foreign language to me. I bought an air fryer.
Oh, why didn't you just go with the Foreman grill?
That seems tricky too. You got to close it. I don't know what's going on. I got an air fryer. It's like, hey, you just put it in there and then it's done.
This is why you listen. I just love the fact that Mark Davis thinks you're the elevator or the garage door man because there might be an elevator in his house. He'd find you 2 days in sleeping in the movie room. Who the hell is this guy?
The fact that he called me again
is great.
It's not a big deal except for the fact that he did not think enough of me in like the fifth time we've talked.
Your phone number wasn't in his phone.
To save my number.
There you go. There you go. Jerry
Maybe
Jones.
Next time.
He's a man of the people, Mark Davis. It's not Jerry Jones. Well, we hope you enjoyed it. A lot of Raiders stuff this week. We'll be back next week. That's going to do it for our latest edition of Unsportsmanlike Conduct of the Vegas Nation podcast, presented by Deal Dash and Favor Shot. Remember now, there are new episodes of the Vegas Nation every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Subscribe to Vegas Nation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and any other podcasting app you choose. You can also support this show, come on now, by leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, and you can find all our coverage at VegasNation.com. For Adam, I'm Ed. We'll talk to you next week.